The Westside Community Development Corporation is a nonprofit that serves a part of Indianapolis with a large percentage of people of color. It recently hosted a health and wealth event on Facebook with information on public health topics, like COVID vaccines. There are representatives from local health departments and other groups, as well as live music.
We really wanted to emphasize the ways that we believe can empower our community, specifically our residents in the Near West and our Black community in the Near West as well.
That's Brittany Crone, a community health worker with the Westside CDC. Crone says her job is to build relationships with community members and connect them with health resources. That's especially important now. A December study from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that 35% of Black adults were reluctant to get a COVID vaccine. In Indianapolis, only 19% of Black residents aged 70 and older have received the vaccine. That's compared to 32% of whites in that age group. Dr. Virginia Kane is director of the Marion County Public Health Department. She says it's challenging to reach communities where many are hesitant to get a vaccine.
You have to take their concerns very seriously. And we need trusted community leaders out there doing that outreach, talking about the importance and benefit of this vaccine.
But Kane says sometimes it just takes patience.
People like to observe. They want to see someone get the vaccine and know someone they know close up and personal did all right with it.
There's a long distance between some people and trust based on personal experiences as well as history. And so we have to respect that.
That's Ross Silverman, a health law and policy professor at Indiana University. He sits on a committee that advises state officials on the vaccine rollout. Silverman says some mistrust comes from systemic racism in the medical field, like the infamous Tuskegee experiment, which denied penicillin treatments to syphilis patients. Chad Priest is CEO of the American Red Cross Indiana, which built a coalition to combat vaccine hesitancy among people of color. He says it comes from hundreds of years of oppression by medical systems and the government.
And that hesitancy is passed down from generation to generation and reinforced in lots of ways.
Now, Priest says trust needs to be regained.
Overcoming that hesitancy requires a very different approach than simply telling someone, hey, you should take the vaccine.
The coalition is made up of groups that are already grounded in communities, like religious groups and nonprofits. Priest says they already have relationships with community members, so it's easier to discuss vaccines. The coalition aims to create a safe space for people to come with their questions and concerns. It's hosting forums, events, and listening sessions.
The reality is most people are going to get vaccinated. The question is when, and how do we accelerate the trust and comfort of our Black and Latinx neighbors who are shouldering a disproportionate burden of the disease?
The nonprofit Immigrant Welcome Center is part of the coalition. It helps immigrants and refugees integrate into the Indianapolis community. The center's Amy Shackelford says studies show immigrants and refugees are more at risk for COVID and have less access to resources. Language can be a big barrier when it comes to understanding the pandemic and how to stay safe.
Trust is established when you're able to talk to someone in the language that you prefer to speak in and someone who understands what you've been through and what your experience has been, so that they know that the resources and the information we're sharing is safe and can be trusted.
The center launched the Natural Helper Specialist Program in communities that are hard to reach. They represent about 20 languages. The helpers provide information on testing sites, answer vaccine questions, and help debunk myths about the pandemic. They're also translating COVID-19 resources and distributing face masks. From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Darian Vinson.